Blog Talk Radio.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm
33. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment, the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap, he layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven, he beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike, he considereth all their works. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. An horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee, 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 as we hope in thee.
Represent the truth. Me nah go see a road and see bad things and keep me mouth from you. I got a strong reggae beat with a mic in a me hand to lead out the youths about a destruction. I tell the people they should know right from wrong. We got the strength, we got the power to help each other up the ladder. Don't be selfish to help your brothers today. In a Babylon and defend the truth. Me nah go sit aside and watch Babylon and keep me mouth from you. I've got a strong reggae beat and a mic in a me hand to lead out the youths from out of destruction and let the people know right from wrong. All who believe in love will get a blessing from above. No. Generation depends on you. Hey, show a little love in your heart and let the people know there's more to life.
not in a Babylon and defend the truth. Me not go sit aside and watch Babylon and keep me mouth from you. I've got a strong reggae beat and a mic in a me hand to lead out the youth from out of destruction and let the people know right from wrong.
Yes, it's a go red, I pray that, down in a Babylon. Rewind and come back, selector.
From Bud Rock with his garment dipped in blood. Said it I go red hot, red hot, red hot. Tony Joe has some fun.
When I say more, you say fire. More
fire.
More fire.
Boy, flash. Perfect. Blessed. More fire. More fire.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter post now, cause you have to jump on this your bus. Zion born, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kodesho. יפה נוף משוש כל הארץ, הר ציון ירקתי צפון, קריית מלך רב. אלוהים בארמנותיה נודע למשגב, כי הנה המלכים נועדו, עברו יחדיו. הם ראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש, כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו, אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע, דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכלך, כשמך אלוהים כן תהילתך על כתבי ארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שבו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה. למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
yeah, she was there. Israel praise his holy name. Oh, righteous people now, give his holy name the praise. It's time for Israel to hail the King. Know it, Yahweh is his name. Come on, my people, and show him. Lift your voices and sing. Praise his name.
Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Here, here, here. Give ear and hear, hear, and hear, hear, and hear, hear, and hear, hear, and hear. The Rishon Aliyah, the first Aliyah, the first up offering up for this Shabbat Wa'et Hanan, for this Sabbath I besought, Shabbat Wa'et Hanan. Shema Israel, hear, 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 give ear and hear, hear, and hear, hear, and hear, hear, and hear, hear, and hear. The Rishon Aliyah, the first Aliyah, the first up offering up for this Shabbat Wa'et Hanan, for this Sabbath I besought, Shabbat Wa'et Hanan. Hear, 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 picking up the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Deuteronomy. Sefer HaDevarim. Here, Deuteronomy chapter 3, picking up with verse 23 for this 45th sabbatical study here for this Shabbat Strong. And here, 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 Shema, Yisrael. Here, 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 give ear. For the Rishon, the first Aliyah, the first up offering, Anaphora, for this Shabbat, Wa'eta Hanan, Sendet Elemenhu. Here picking up with Deuteronomy chapter 3 at verse 23, the Hebrew first words, and here for the Rishon Aliyah, the first Aliyah. Wa'eta Hanan Eliyahuah, Ba'eta Hahi Limor, Adonai Yahuah, Hata Hachilota, Lehareota Eta Abdeka, Eta Gadleka, Weeta Yadeka Hachzaka, Asher Mi El Bashamayimu Ba'aret, Asher Yase Kmaeseka. And I besought Wa'et Hanan, and I begged, I pleaded Wa'et Hanan. I had previously prayed Wa'et Hanan Eliyahuah Ba'et Hahi Lemor, and I besought Yahweh Jehovah at that time, at that Iwa Lemor, saying, Adonai Yahweh, Adonai Jehovah, thou hast begun to shew thy servant thy greatness. Adonai Yahuah, hata hachilota li hareota eta abdeka eta gadleka, and thy mighty hand with eta yadeka hachzaka, for What el? What true good, true God, what el is there? In heaven or in earth? Asher mi el bashamayim ubaaretz. That can do according to thy, the I works. Asher ya'isek ma'iseka. And according to thy might. Wikia geburoteka. I pray the eye. Let me make I go over and see the good land that is beyond Yardane, Jordan, that goodly mountain and Lebanon. But Yahweh Jehovah was wroth, was righted with me, was I, for your sakes, and would not hear me. Would not hear I, and Yahweh Jehovah said to I, make it suffice thee, I. Speak no more to me, to I, of this matter. Get thee up, Ali, into the top of Pisgah, and lift up thine eyes westward, and northward, and southward, and eastward, and behold it with thine eyes. For thou shalt not go over this Yardane, this Jordan, but charge Yehoshua, Joshua, Yasu, and encourage him and strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which thou shalt see. So we abode in the valley over against Beit Peor, Beth Peor. Shema Yisrael, hear. Fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 4. Here, Deuteronomy chapter 4, the new generation taught the lessons of Sinai. The new generation taught the lessons of Sinai. Hear. Fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy chapter 4. Now, therefore, hearken, O Yisrael, to the statutes and to the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that ye all may live and go in and possess the land which Yahweh, Jehovah, the Elohim of your fathers, Yahweh Elohei Abotekem, giveth you. Ye y'all shall not add to the word which I command you, neither shall ye y'all diminish aught from it, that ye y'all may keep the commandments of Yahweh Jehovah Elohim, your Elohim, which I command you. Your eyes have seen what Yahweh, what Jehovah did because of Baal Peor, Baal Peor, for all the men that followed Baal Peor, Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah, the I Elohim hath destroyed them from among you. But ye y'all did cleave to Yahweh Elohim, to Jehovah, the I them Elohim, are alive, every one of you this day, 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 day. And hear. Shema Yisrael, give ear and hear for the Sheni, Aliyah, the second Aliyah up offering up Anaphora here for this Shabbat Wa'eta Hanan, for this Senbet Lemenhu, this Sabbath, I beseech. Here, picking up with the fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 4. Hear, Shema, give ear. Deuteronomy chapter 4, here at verse 5, for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second up offering up. Re'ei liyamadati etikem chukim u'a mishapatim. Ha asher siyawani yawa Elohai la isota kena dik reba haaretz asheratem ba'im shama le rishataha. Behold, see, behold, re'ei, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as Yahweh El Hai, as Jehovah, My Elohim commanded me, commanded I, that ye, that y'all should do so in the land whither, where ye, y'all go to possess it, to possess her. Keep therefore and do, for this is your wisdom and your understanding, your I have a standing in the sight of the nations, the Goyim, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding, and I have a standing people. For what nation is there so great? Who has El, El, the true good, the true God, so nigh, so near to them as Yahweh Eloheinu, as Jehovah, I and I, Elohim, is in all things that we, I and I, call upon him for. And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, this Torah, direction, instruction, which I set before you this day? Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul, thy psyche diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them, teach them, teach them, teach them, teach them, teach them, teach them. Thy sons and thy sons' sons, especially the day that thou stoodest before Lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka, before Jehovah the I Elohim in Horeb, when Yahuwah Jehovah said to me, to I, gather me ha'am, the people, together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear, to respect I, all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. And ye, y'all, came near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire to the midst of heaven with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. And Yahweh Jehovah spake to you out of the midst of the fire. Ye, y'all heard the voice of HaDebarim, the Debarim, the words, but saw no similitude, only ye heard a voice. And he declared to you his covenant, his barito, which he commanded you to perform, even Esaret Debarim, Esaret Debarim, 10 words called the 10 commandments, when, and he wrote them upon 2 tables, tablets of stone. And Yahweh Jehovah commanded I at that time, at that Iowa, to teach you statutes and judgments, that ye, y'all, might do them in the land whither way ye, y'all, go over to possess it, to possess her. Take ye, y'all, therefore, good heed to yourselves, for ye, y'all, saw no manner of similitude on the day that Yahweh Jehovah spake to you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire, lest ye, y'all, corrupt yourselves, and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure, the likeness of Zakar or Nekeva, male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flyeth in the air, the likeness of any thing that creepeth on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth. And lest thou lift up thine eyes to Shemayim, to the heavens, to heaven, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the hosts of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them and serve them, which Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, hath divided to all nations, all the Goyim, the international community, under the whole heaven. But Yahweh Jehovah have taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even Mimitzrayim, out of Kemet, out of Egypt, to be to him a people of inheritance, as ye are this day. Furthermore, Yahweh, Jehovah was angry with me, with I, for your sakes, and swear that I should not go over Yardane, Jordan, and that I should not go in to that good land, Tobah, Ethiopia, Tobah, which Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, giveth thee for an inheritance. But I must die in this land. I must not go over Yardane, Jordan, but ye all shall go over and possess that Tobah, that good land. Take heed to yourselves, lest ye all forget the covenant of Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah Yahweh Elohim, which he made with you, and make you a graven image or the likeness of anything which Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah the I Elohim, hath forbidden thee. For Yahweh Elohim is a consuming fire, even a jealous, a zealous Elkanah. When thou, the I, shall beget children and children's children, and ye all shall have remained long in the land, and shall corrupt yourselves, and make a graven image, or the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah the I Elohim, to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that ye all shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereto ye y'all go over Yardane to possess it, to possess her. Ye y'all shall not prolong your days upon it, upon her, but shall utterly be destroyed. And Yahweh Jehovah shall scatter you among the Goyim, the nations, the international community, and ye shall be left few in number among the heathen, whither, where Yahweh Jehovah shall lead you. And there ye all shall serve Elohim, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see, nor hear, nor eat, nor smell. But if from thence, from there, thou shalt seek Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah, the I Elohim, thou shalt find if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul, thy psyche. When thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to Yahweh Elohim, to Jehovah the I Elohim, and shalt be obedient to his voice, for Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah the I Elohim, is a merciful El. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thou destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, thy patriarchs, which he swear to them. For ask now the days that are past, which were before thee, since the day that Elohim created man upon the earth, and ask from the one side of Shemaim of heaven to the other whether there hath been any such thing as this great thing is, or hath been heard like it. Did ever people hear the voice of Elohim speaking out of the midst of the fire, as thou hast heard and live? Or hath Elohim essayed to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation by temptations, by signs and by wonders and by war and by a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm and by great terrors, according to all that Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah, Yahweh Elohim, did for you in Mitzrayim, in Kemet, Egypt, before your eyes? To thee it was shewed, that thou mightest know that Yahweh Jehovah, he is Elohim, ha Elohim. There is none else beside him, that thou should know, that thou mightest know. To the eye it was shewed, that thou mightest know. Ki Yahuwahu, ha Elohim, ein oda milabado, Ain od milvado, that Jehovah, he is the Elohim, the true Elohim. Ki Yahu ha Elohim. There is none, no one else beside him. Ain oda milvado. Out of Shemayim, heaven, he made thee to hear his voca, his voice, that he might instruct thee. And upon earth he shewed thee his great fire. And thou heardest his words, devarim, out of the midst of the fire, ha'esh. And because he loved thy fathers, thy patriarchs, therefore he chose their seed, their race, after them, and brought thee out in his sight with his mighty power, Mimitzrayim, out of Kemet, out of Egypt, to drive out Goyim, nations, from before thee, greater and mightier than thou art, to bring thee in, to give thee their land for an inheritance as it is this day. Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that Yahweh, that Jehovah, Ki Yahu ha Elohim b'shamayim miyama al v'Allah ha aretz miyatachat ein oda. Know therefore this day and consider it in thine heart that Yahweh Jehovah he is the Elohim, the true good, the true God. Ki Yahweh who? Ha Elohim in Shemaim above and upon the earth beneath, there is none else. Ain Od. Thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, giveth thee.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
תמשיך לזרמו המילים ובוא לגן, בוא לגן. קורה בורא עכשיו לייב ואנחנו בידיים הכי נפלאות של המלך ואין מי שיכול עליו
coming from the Torah reading and feeding right here at the 45th degree of our sabbatical study here for Va'et Hanan, Va'et Hanan, and I implored for mercy, I beseech, O Lord of his mercy, I begged for mercy, I beseech for mercy, I implored for mercy, so here, we have this 45th sabbatical study here for the Shabbat Strong, but that tune right there coming from the Torah, this word, it's like a mantra, you know, to those who have emuna, ein od milvado, or modern Hebrew, they will say ein od milvado, there is none other than he who be, who he be, so all the powers, whether ones won't call them good or evil, there is none other. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, they can ride up.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah Jireh, my provider.
I will never, ever be alone. You're always beside me, holding me. My closest friend, Jaja King, Jaja, you are everything, so I sing, Jehovah. Shall prosper, you keep me safe, providing for me, you shield me, Jaja, heal me, Jaja, free me, Jaja, you're my closest friend, Jaja, king, Jaja, you are everything, so I sing, oh yeah.
You are my heart and soul desire.
Jehovah, Yahweh, Yireh. Here, here, let's go from the Hebrew. That was Elaine there. Elaine, Elaine. Give thanks to Jehovah. Tune right there. Here's Queen. The Queen, Queen Marketer here in the Hebrew. Here we have Yireh, Yireh, Yahweh, Yireh. He who be, who he be, who is, who he is. Yireh. We'll seated, Yireh. In the English, they say Jireh. We say Irie. Yahuwah Irie, but here the Hebrew Yah Yireh Queen Marketer. Yes.
Open up your heart, open up your mind. Open up your heart, you'll be sure to find. Yahireh, he'll show up, make a way. Yahireh, he'll provide a better day. Not yourself over what is small. Oh, he's the great Father. He's Father to us all. He hears your every cry. Yes, he does. And he knows your every desire. Yeah. He never suffers the righteous to hunger, and you won't be ashamed if you trust him. Yahireh, he'll show up, make a way. Yahireh, he'll provide a better day. Yahireh, Yahireh, oh. He's the light of this whole wide world, yeah. The fishing is the day and the evil it brings. Tomorrow take care of itself, don't be anxious. Birds of the air, they know they're gonna eat. Yah provide for them, they don't have to worry. He rises just to show you that he loves you. He rises just to show you that he cares for you. Open up your heart, open up your mind.
Open up your mind.
Open up your heart, you'll be sure,
you'll be
find.
Sure to find.
Yahireh,
Yahireh,
he'll show up, make a way. Yahireh,
suffers the righteous in hunger. Lead me beside still waters, even in the presence of my enemies. Blessings, so many blessings. Even in the shadow of death, I will not fear.
Jehovah Jireh, My provider, protect and keep watch over me.
Into the kingdom.
And said he unto them, Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, then said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, then said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old, things new and old.
Study, let's study to show ourselves approved right here, here.
Things new, things old, 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 new.
Instruct us in the kingdom of heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Where? In earth. Sign, earth. So right here, let's, first of all, review. We're at the 45th. Va'et Hanan, or Wa'et Hanan, and I beseech, I plead, that he implored for Yahuwah Moshe, that is, to kind of withdraw the exile. You know, Moses was not to enter into the land, you know, so he sought to enter into the land. And here in the fifth book of Moshe, here within Deuteronomy, you know, the Sefer HaDebarim, the cipher, the book of the words, mostly referring firstly to the 10 words called the 10 commandments. Moshe here is giving his a testimony, an overview of the journey, but this time to a new generation, to the children of that previous rebellious generation that wandered for 40 years. So here, as it says in the true call, chosen and faithful Rastafari, you know what I mean, that Jah calls upon the youths. So we can see that pattern even, you know, even here within the scripts. So what Kadamal Hadassalah says to I and I and we of the namesake, you know, my glory, you know, glory in the Bible. Some don't see that. I don't know what's so with Muta. Muta said that Rastafari should stop using the Bible, you know, to talk about the history of Haile Selassie. I wonder what exactly he means. But anyway, we pick up with that as we get a fuller here, right there. But here, we're talking about what the king tells us to do. I think that Muta and others should stop going against the teaching of his majesty, what the king of kings says to I and I, you know, as Rastafari, you know. If one choose, you know, even with those who followed Yeshua, there was those that were of the disciples and those that were others, you know what I mean? Let the boss sort it out. But here, teaching of his majesty for I and I, let's touch on this reasonment here. In Devarim, right here, the first reading, 44th, here we're at the 45th, so for what we say continuity purposes, I'd like to just go over and share this reasoning as in the clip from Matthew chapter 13, verse 52. The words of the master, Yeshua HaMoshiach, he says, well, it says, every scribe instructed into the kingdom. All right, so study to shew ourselves approved right here. As his majesty is asked about what was his advice be, all right, to mature. You notice that point about mature Christians or Nazarene. This is for the mature or the maturing. Rastafari, right here, Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews.
I'd like to share more of the order and the ordinance, you know, of discipleship studies, like certain things that help with the discipline that we have experienced. We have learned the principles of it. It's like first, you know, learn the principles, hearing the word, you know, meditating on the word, and keeping a certain particular order, come to a more kind of a free flow, even right here with this Torah portion. In the first reading here, and after doing the aliyot, essentially going through the aliyot, the actual just putting the word, you know, putting the word in your mouth and reciting and going over the verses and, you know, reading it out loud, you know, and hearing it, and maybe sometimes taking a moment and say, okay, I have to go into this a little bit more. Because maybe there's something that one doesn't really fully understand. You know what I mean? But bringing it out, there's a couple of kind of highlight areas that come to mind. Now, we can look at the summary. Often we do. We keep to that basic discipline, and we have done that. You know, discipline, I think, year in, shana in, you know, season, in season and out of season, you know, using more of a scriptural. And we try to keep to a plain peshat reading. That means like the basic KJV, of course, we utilize the Scofield Study Bible as a point of reference, you know, as a study Bible. The notes are very good. They are applicable in the studies, the majority of them. Sometimes, of course, there's certain things that, you know, may be disagreeable, and that's also good for the Habarim and the Hasidim, you know, to bring that out, and, you know, brother and brother, and even sister and sister, and one-to-one studying, you know, iron sharpened high in churchically speaking, you know, because there's a lot of principles here which even more so now as we're coming to more of a fullness of this kind of 400, you know, this 400-year period, we see where we're at in this time-space, let's call this time-space continuum, but more of the event horizon. Right, and as Jah people are rising, and even the word sound here, we are at the fourth and the fifth aliyot. So it's reflecting here on the fourth and the fifth aliyot. It's like after the reading of the aliyot, you know, and taking a pause, you know, doing the records, and sometimes even before we do the records, going through some of the basic study, even in our Bibles, we like to put the, you know, like 1, 2, 3 in the margin area next to the verse, you know, according to the Torah portion reading and feeding, so we can see, okay, from this verse, like, for example, picking up here, we're in Deuteronomy. We have, like, 4 aliyot in the first chapter, and it's very, very interesting. This means that this is something that has to be more well and finely chewed. So we have 4 aliyot, 4 up offerings, readings going up. You know, the sense of the word aliyot is very interesting, as it's also used within the sense of going up into the land, right? Going forward, going up for the offering of the words, right? The words of thy mouth, the agitation of thy heart, right? Offering the calves of thy lips. You know, as the prophets already prophesied in the Berit Chadash, right, in that new covenant, that renewed covenant of the King of Kings Christ, sense, the Messiah, right? So here we see 4 aliyot here in one chapter, and we were just reflecting here, just taking a moment, a little Selah moment, to reflect on, you know, after you read it, just take a moment, breathe, you know, be still for a moment. Now, what comes to mind? What stands out? You know, what stands out? You know, and what's the point? You know, what's the point here? We have right here, it begins off speaking about how the generation that is basically has wandered to death in the wilderness, the wilderness. You know, and we liken this both in the, we can say the logos, the constant sense. The word is twofold. We speak about the twofold or the two truths. There's the constant word, right, which is like that logos, the rhema word, the principle of the word. And then you have the constant word, the logos, and you have the rhema. The rhema word is like the instant word, right, in the instance. Right? And we even speak about that a little bit more when we're speaking about the wilderness experience of HaMashiach Yeshua, and what we can learn from what's called like the temptation of Yeshua, of HaAdon, within the wilderness, and the rightly dividing the word, and the psalm we had within this Shabua, in the season, Psalm 91, and how one of the temptations revolved around rightly, as it says, rightly dividing or explaining or understanding or chewing. Are you chewing like the manna, the bread, you know? Christ, you feed the multitude. Messiah, Moshiach, feed the multitude with what? With one loaf of bread. So we have the parsha, right? The Torah portion, the reading. You know, or the kufel of the kufale. Remember the book of Jubilees, the book of divisions. Right? There's seasons and times. So here in this season and this time, we're coming here into the fifth book. Now, the fifth book is known as the repetition of the law, or Deuteronomy in that sense. But from the Hebrew sense, is these are the words. Eile ha-devarim, ha-debarim. Often referred to as devarim, the words. So here, going over even the words that were said. Have you noted that? That it's called the words and a repetition of the law. And the law in the Hebraic sense, Torah, is a direction instruction. And a direction instruction is given by way of words. And a requirement is that Shema. Right, and Shema'u, speaking to all, many ones, or in that corporate sense, the Shema'a Yisrael, hear, O Israel, hear. right, to give ear to Shema'ah. This is why when we also read, ye y'all would not hearken. Ones did not want to give ear to hear, right? Or if they had heard, right, if they had heard, did they carry out that which was commanded? Another key thing here, too, as you said, we went over the Peshat, and not bringing out the fuller. Sometimes it's, I'm not going to say tempting, but sometimes there is a kind of Isaiah to go a little bit deeper there, but it's the first read. The Aliyah is basically just going through the read, but sometimes to clarify some words as ones and ones might hear, you know, or sometimes to avoid, you know, we tend to, you know, avoid or very limitedly use, you know, the corruptions, you know, the Lord Godi, the Lord and God kind of will use that on a basic, if it's on the ones and ones on the outside, but as we come into the Isla, you know, and bring forth the Isla word in that sense, the context of it. If we're teaching, we can read the plain. If it says, thus saith the Lord, so be it. But to bring it out more clear, because that understanding, that understanding is important. It's a key to the fuller comprehension. As we had mentioned, even in, I think, the previous Aliyah, because we're going through, like, the Aliyah, like, usually we'll do the first two, right? The first two, right? The three, then four and five, and then around when we get to the Friday, that's like the sixth, you know, coming into the Sabbath day, and then the fuller seven. So we have that bread and the seven, you know, the seven part, the bite size, so to speak, portion. So here in the fifth book of Moses called Deuteronomy, we have four aliyot, four up offering up, four readings within this one chapter here. So if we go through the first Aliyah, right, just go through that. And on a daily, in the dailies, like the sabbatical, instead of sabbatical, we're using sabbatical in the sense of the Shabuah being the 7 days, right? So beginning with the first day, often referred to as like Sunday, the first day, till we get to the Sabbath day. Right, so for each day there is the Aliyah. So today's Aliyah, right? The next day's Aliyah, right? So now just looking over the Aliyot and looking at the fourth Aliyah, right? When we get to the fourth Aliyah, it brings out something interesting. It says, moreover, your little ones, which ye said, the people had said. See, Moses now is giving his testimony, like now Moses is giving his witness. And we're getting some additional and important details about incidents that occurred during those 40 years, right? So this is being communicated here to a new generation. The old generation, in essence, the old school, is dying off, as Jehovah said, especially the men of war. So that's another thing. Who are the men of war? The bad man, the bad boy, and the bad boy. What happened to the bad boy? Bad boy, bad boy. What you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you? Bad boy, bad boy. That's also a language. Maybe we use that as a rhema or a makom, like, you know, certain tunes for certain sabbatical to bring out certain points that we would like to emphasize during, say, this sabbatical. So we're seeing the points here. You know, the subject matters, some topical themes, interesting topical themes. But the parents had said, when the spies brought forward, so this is a continuation of the spies. There was 12, but 10 brought back an evil report that discouraged their brethren, right, and caused them to even exclaim that they wanted to return to Kemet. They wanted to return to Kemet, the 42 negative confessions or laws, or I don't know if they know even what they're talking about, because a law is different than a confession. But be that as it may, they wanted to return to Kemet, right, in the wilderness. And that's what therefore prompted, you know, that would lead up to the 40 years, right, a year for a day. Right, but even at that time, what did they say during their wilding, right? And see, the word is so very important. So from a Hebrew perspective, looking at this Torah portion, looking at even this Aliyah, we're looking at word. You can see it in the English, Right? You can see it in the English, knowing that this is Hebraically speaking the words based on the key words we have in the first verse. Right? That's the second word. Eile hadebarim. Eile, literally saying these, the words. Or these, in a sense, be the words. These be the words. So this is the words. So following through, even in this sabbatical study, this Torah portion, this sabbatical strong right here, looking at the word as we find it in the text. Even if we just go through, right, as we're going through, paying attention, say, oh, okay, there's the word. There's the word. Remember, we will send men to search out the land, and they're going to bring word, and they brought word again, right? And what happened because of that word, and it uses the phrase, right, there's a phrase speaking about how they rebelled against the commandment, right? They rebelled against the commandment. Here we're looking through the scripts just to see if this also is consistently, you know, in the Hebrew. Yep, we have against the commandment. It says, with or wa, watamru, et pi Yahuwah, right? Or et fi Yahuwah, Elohekem. And it says, but ye rebelled, but ye would not go up, but ye rebelled against the commandment of Jehovah, Yahal Elohim, Elohekem, but you would not go up. Interesting, it says, Lo ebitem la ilot, but you would not go up, yet ye would not go up, but rebelled against. Here KJV brings it out as commandment. We have commandments, but in the Hebrew, in some of the areas of the commandment of Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh, of Jah, of Jehovah, right, it actually is the mouth, the P or the P, Yahuwah, or the Fi, might be pointed as Fi, the Peh, Peh, Feh, Feh, Peh. The P, Yahuwah, Fi, Yahuwah, Fi, Yahuwah, Fi, Yahuwah. In other words, you went against the mouth. Literally, it's the mouth. Right? Because now here we have to learn to read the Hebrew and look at the Hebrew sign language. And they had said that their children, one reason why they were not, one of the excuses they brought forward was that, but they say right here in this fourth Aliyah, moreover your little ones, which ye said. So even the ye said, remember in the Hebrew, the davar, davar also is to speak, right? And davar is also the word. So looking at the context, that even when they said, they're bringing forward word, they're bringing forward some matter. As you say, well, what is the matter? So the matter here in the fourth Aliyah is that they had said that their children would be a prey, like would be victimized, right? That he said should be a prey, and the little ones and your children, which in that day had no knowledge between good and evil. In that day they didn't know towara'a, they didn't know good and evil, they had no knowledge. Note the phrase right there. It's a good first peshat beginning, where it says no knowledge. They had no knowledge between what? Good and evil. Are you noting the context of it? They had no knowledge between lo yada'u hayom, no knowledge that day, right? Tov wara'a, right? Tov wara'a heima. They didn't have any knowledge between. They shall go in thither. Because they basically said the one reason why they didn't want to go into the Canaan, the Afro-Canaan land, that's like black people, even in the Americas. Right? At one point, you see in the movement of the people in this wilderness of North America, like if you study the historical
epochs, even the decades, and you get in some of the details, there was times when so-called Negroes, lost sheep, were very much about going up to the land and looking at Africa in that positive context, coming out of her, and even that biblical scriptural context, especially before the so-called the Holocaust of the Khazarian and the Jews in Germany and Europe. Black people were seen both by themselves and as others to be that living embodiment of those biblical truths concerning the children of Israel. Now, a lot of that had changed, you know, after the so-called State of Israel, because we have to, you know, look at the kind of the media magic as well. That's also part of that kind of the sorcery and, you know, the image, you know, what image they were able to project. You know, and what sort of delusion and confusion that ones and ones are under. But the ones and ones said they want to return to that. Remember, they said they wanted to return to that. And he said that if they went up into the land, if their children, their little ones, would be a prey, would be victimized. And this kind of a thought, right, this kind of a ucked-up mind state, even about Africa, and about Ethiopia in particular and Africa in general, has even existed amongst this black and brown people, lost, found, sheeple, even here in the Americas and the Caribbean. Especially if we look at over the past, say, 40 to 60, and over, we're looking even over the past 100 years because we're coming up to 2020. And when we look at 1920, you know, the roaring 20s. Remember, the 2020, they say, is like good vision is 2020. We're coming up on 2020. Here we're at 2019. Now, here's what's interesting, that the year coming forward, Ethiopically, is the 2012. Hopefully, we'll have more opportunities to bring out some of the basics of that. But Ethiopically speaking, that we are pre-New Year, Ethiopian New Year, which is this year, because a leap year, Ethiopian New Year 2019, is actually on September 12th, not September 11th. It's another key point, right? Because time is very important. It says that the Antichrist, right, would seek to change laws and times. All right, so we see that confusion of laws and times, because we talk about sign of the time. Now, you might see the sign, but are you seeing, what time are you seeing that sign? And is it the right time that you are seeing that sign? These things matter. So we're even seeing certain archetypal patterns and even deep psychological patterns of John people, of the redeemed people, of the chosen people, the once lost, now found, black and brown sheeple of the Beit Yisrael. So here, it is interesting because it's recounting, it's highlighting, right? Not every single uck-up and uckery they did, but the major, you know, if we look over even our story, our history over the past, you know, 40 to 60, right, or even over the past 100 years, not to mention just the 400 years, because we have to start from low degrees to high degrees. Some want to go back to 10,000 B.C., right, and speculate, right? Let's work our way from where we are at right here, right, because this is also what we're getting within the Torah narrative. Right? What is direction, instruction, right? To recount the journey, recount where you were, and give the new generation an insight, right, into the so-called the good and the bad. Remember that those same ones who were the little ones and the children now are growing up. That's why it's an important verse right there in the fourth Aliyah at Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 39. Deuteronomy 1 and 39 is very, very important, right? It's very, very important. And then when we get to verse 41, introducing the men of war, right? Remember what happened with the men of war, the badman, right? The gangster. So this speaks to the gangism, the badmanism, the gangster, the warrior, even the warrior thing, you know, like ones having that so-called, what they would call machismo. Right, because remember, ones are still in a half original state, right? Until ye must be born again. Right? Until ye are born again, ye must be born again. What mind be in you? Because we can see the sort of mind that was within that redeemed generation that Jehovah brought out of Egypt. because he brought them out of Egypt. They were a redeemed generation. They were the chosen people. They were Jah people. Right? But remember those 10 times, and then it came to the 40 years. Right? And where it says right here, as they went up, they rebelled again against Jah, Jehovah's word, and going up to fight against the Amori. Now, here's the same thing with the Amori. The Amori or the Amorites, Anglo-American, Anglo-American, this empire, right? This times of the Gentiles, the times of the Goyim, the nation states. We have with the League of Goyim, the League of Nations, and then we have the United Goyim, the United Nations. Let's understand what's what, right? Understand the language so we can also see what the land gauge, right, in this earthly plane. So the plain truth right here is that they went up against the Amori. Now, the Amori or the Amorites are also mentioned in Genesis, the first book of Moses, the Hebrew book called the Sefer Bereshith, right, in the beginning, or Genesis, dealing with a genealogy, what one could say. But right there in chapter 15, we have the biblical, the scriptural connection with 400 years. So seeing that we are in this period that's accounted as a 400-year period, circa 1619, here we are in 2019, right? We need to get the direction instruction. So in Moses' first book, he gives us direction instruction concerning the true perspective, the POV, the point of view, Jah view, right, coming into his face, his presence, that perception of the 400 years. Right? So there in Genesis chapter 15, it also mentions the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet full. So here it is interesting, because as we come into the fourth aliyah here for Shabbat Devarim, they decided to gird on their weapons of war. They made ready to go up to the hill. And Jah said to Moses, say to them, go not up, neither fight, because the I am, is not among you, lest y'all be smitten before your enemies. So I spake to you, Moses said, and y'all would not hear, but rebelled against the what? See, KJV says commandment here in Deuteronomy 1, verse 43, against the pi, the fi, yahweh, fi, yahweh, pi, yahweh, against the mouth, literally in the Hebrew of Jehovah, and went presumptuously up into the hill. And the Amorites which dwelt in that mountain came out against you and chased you as bees do, and destroyed you in Seir, even to Hormah. Now, here we're in verse 44. Now, this is the 44th Torah portion reading and feeding for this sabbatical study here at this, for this Shabbat Strong. Now, notice as bees do. Now, we have Ha Deborim. So the Deborim, like Deborah, Deborah, the Deborim is the bees, Ha Deborim. So even right there is another level, you know, of agitation and reasoning, as we have the Deborim and the Debarim, the words and the bees, the connection even in the ancient Afro-Shemitic and Hebraic, you know, etymology. Right? Ha Deborim, so as bees do. So bees attack and sting anyone who approaches their hive. That's what happened. They approach. Moses was told by Jah, Jehovah, to tell them not to aliyah up, to go not up. Right? He told them, go not up, don't aliyah. Do not aliyah. Lo ta'elu. Lo ta'elu. Lo ta'elu. Ta'elu. Lo ta'elu. Don't aliyah. Ta'elu. Speaking to y'all, he says, don't go up. Right? Neither fight. for I am. He said that he is not ki eineni bikir bikem. Ki eineni bikir bikem. I am not among you, lest you all be smitten. And this is exactly what happened. They were smitten. So we have the Amorites and the 400 year. Notice the connection. Notice the connection here. The Amorites, Anglo-American. Need we get into the etymology and the meaning, right, to make that connection? This Anglo, we're in the Anglo-Amorite, right? This is the Anglo-Amorite world order, or Anglo-American world order, Anglo-Amorite world order. So they went up against the Amorites, and they was told not to go up. Right? So it's interesting when sometimes they're told to, like with Dantan and Abiram, right? They was told to go up, like to come up, to go up. And they said they won't go up. And then other times ones are told not to go up, and presumptuously, right, like they were presumptuous, right, and they went up and they allied up anyway. Wa ta'illu ha hara ha hara into hara. All right, so we have the Hara, Hara, Harar, right, into this hill country, and they got beat, right, because bees attack. Ha Diborim, the Diborim, the Diborim. They attack and sting anyone who approached the hive. So did the Haimori to those who approach their land. You went up into their land, you went up into their country. So this also speaks on another level, right, seeing, you know, black and brown and African and other nations going up, right, into the Amorite countries, whether it's England or the Americas or any of their, you could say, possessions or colonies or whatever they want to call it, commonwealth, so forth and so on, right? So here we see a very interesting connection right here, and the men of war are addressed even furthermore when we get into the next aliyah, the fifth, the Hamishi aliyah, in chapter 2 of this fifth book of Moses, Deuteronomy chapter 2, where the wanderings and the conflicts in the wilderness. Now we connect the wilderness with America, like even the Babylonian system, where we're at right here, right now. Right? But some of the people, many of the people, we say most of the people, have gotten their way in that sense in these latter days and have returned to Egypt, made the connection MLK, the March on Washington, the civil riots, and all of that. That's the Egypt in the real time, in the reality. That's the going down to Egypt connection, right? Again, even in this wilderness, and how he says that the men of war, right, how he had swore concerning the men of war and how Jah's hand was against the men of war. But then we get also instruction, right, at the beginning of the Hamishi, where Jah said to Moses that y'all, right, have compassed, have gone around this mountain long enough. Now, here's what's interesting, that mountain within certain scriptural application, like interpretation, can mean like a kingdom or a government. Like, how long has black and brown, once lost now found, been going around this so-called Amare Ku Klux Klan government, you know, dealing with this the mischief in the law, right, in the whore's law, right, going around that mountain. They've gone around that mountain long enough, it has turned you what? Look at it, it says northward, out of that north country. Even that Jeremiah prophecy, right, and also Muda Baruka has that at the end of the Canaan land tune, which is a very interesting, you know, addition right there, but also points to the vision, still keeping the vision, right, because there was those that will keep to the vision, because out of the vision the people perish, right? So here with these words are instruction and direction for how we are to engage with the rules of engagement concerning, say, Esau I think we really need to look at this, even in this day and time where we say this one or that one is Esau. We have to look at these rules of engagement with Esau and the Moabites, right, and the Moabites and the Ammonites, and also the connection of how they were given their land, right, by the same Jehovah, Yahweh, right, even Eloheinu, how he gave them their land, right? And then when he says in verse 24 of chapter 2, to rise up, take your journey, pass over the river Arno, right, given that commandment to push on, and says begin, he says begin to possess her, begin to possess the land, and contend with him in battle. Now the battle doesn't always mean like within that Western Gentile kind of state of mind, like you see in movies and stuff like this, so it's some bloody war, whatever, but there is business. Is another form of war. Is not business also another form of war? To contend with him, because at this day will I begin to put the dread, it shall be dread, a dread, the dread of thee and the fear, the respect of thee upon the Goyim, upon the nations. We even see in this time, right, that dread and that respect, right, of those of the new name, precious name, new name, Rastafari, the called, the chosen, the faithful. Recognize that. Now, it's interesting because as we continue forward right here, it's speaking of some various rules of engagement, and we're going to pick up going forward and getting some of the details of the previous peoples that were dispossessed. Because Jehovah gave Esau his land, our brother Esau. So here Israelites, Hebrews, the Hebrews right talking about Esau, but John gave Esau his land and gave us direct instruction saying, meddle not with them, like don't make war with Esau. There's some ones and ones out there that's telling to make, but he said, don't make in this trod and moving through the wilderness as we're moving through this north country, as it were, coming out of her, right? As well as the Moabites. Right, so we can also now apply Rhema connections to this, the Moors, the Moabites also, right? We also have right here the Ammonites, right? Even on one level of a Rhema interpretation, like the nation of Islam, the Ammonites, right? And we also have, interesting here, we have the Kaftorim as well, Kaftor, because Kaftor is also mentioned in connection where it says, are ye not as children of Ethiopia unto me, oh, children of Israel. If you read on in that section right there, Amos 9 and 7, you will find that it has Kaftor as well in connection with, there were other peoples who Jehovah also had dealings with. So we have to recognize this as well. And they are also, you could say, related peoples to the B'nai Yisrael, to I and I and we, and to even by extension Ethiopian Hebrew people. What is the relation? And here in the Hamishi, the fifth Aliyah, we're getting rules of engagement. Let's call it rules of engagement. What are the rules of engagement, you know, with these other peoples? Even speaking about the business aspect, you'll sell me food for money that I may eat and give me water for money that I may drink. I'm just going to try through, pass through on my feet, you know, and keep it pushing. Lord, I got to keep on moving. All right, that's the rhema right there. Lord, got to keep on moving, got to get on down, like ease on down the road, the king's highway. Remember it was said from even Numbers, the highway, the king's highway. Keep on that straight and that narrow path. And it's here we also have that word of, I will neither turn to the right hand nor the left. So even we can apply that, right, even in this wilderness, not getting caught up, you know, on the right hand and the left hand, getting caught up with the so-called Republican and the democracy, and all these things, keeping on the king's highway, keeping that straight and narrow highway. And so there's a business aspect here, What is being said is that not to engage them in warfare to take their land, because Jah is not going to give us their land, because their land was given to them, and they respectfully, with respect, had put in that work in order to get their land, and it's like Yisrael, right? It's like is the babe among these related peoples, these related nations, whether it's the Edomites or Esau, or it's the Moabites, or it's the Ammonites, or even the Kaftor. The Kaftor. And just in the Kaftor connection is with like the Ionians and those falsely called the Minoans. The Kaftor connection. It was called the Keftiu, I think, on the monuments in Mitzrayim, the Keftiu peoples. So we have Kaftor as well. And we have different ones like the Anakim. I think we have the Nephilim. Is this Nephilim? Right, I think we went over this again, but here we're at this particular study right here. Do we have who are these ones and ones, right, accounted the land of the, okay, we have the Rephaim. The Rephaim. Here it says the Rephaim. The Rephaim, I think it's in verse 20, Deuteronomy 2 and 20. So the giants there is the Rephaim. Now, in Numbers, when the spies came forward and talked all that talk about these and those, the Eames, or one might say the Nephilim or the giants, and so this is real things. These are real, you know, real things right here, and to touch on some more of that detail as well, right, because some of that is kind of linking, you know, and pointing in the direction of what is like that 10,000 B.C., but let us pursue it in a studied way, you know, an orderly way, and look at the, you know, possible applications for it amongst I and I. So the rules of engagement, we find right here in the wilderness, right, as well as a basic business incentive, right? All of this is being put forward to a new generation, to the youths. So Jah is calling on the youths, right, because they are strong. Be strong, be strong, right? The chazak, chazak, right? Yes, I. We need to chazak.
Yes, 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 you hear, you hear, you hear, yes, I.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Siberia.
Ah, yeah,
125th great grandson of King Solomon. Acts 2:19 verse declares, brethren, let me freely speak. Of David, the prophet. According to the flesh,
is not at the far right is thy line.
Through his lineage,
Hosanna is in the line.
He shall bring again David to sit upon his throne in the last day. Morning star. Revelation 5 declare. To walk the seven seals. No man in heaven, neither above the heaven. No one under the earth, nor up on the earth, did born worthy. On the throne of David. Revelation 3:17. Holy Father, Mother. I gave thee thy ransom. Hit the whole chance. You are my witnesses to prove and to know. I am your creator, your king, the Holy One of Israel. And
far.
Praise
to Wahado, the true teaching.
Millions of Christians throughout the world, Your Imperial Majesty, will regard you as the reincarnation of Jesus Christ.
I had heard of that idea. I also met certain Rastafarians. I told them clearly that I am a man, that I am mortal, and that I will be replaced by the oncoming generation, and that they should never make a mistake in assuming or pretending that the human being is emanated from a deity.
Ethiopian Church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity.
I also met certain Rastafarians. I told them clearly that I am a man.
Teach that Christ had one nature,
that I am mortal,
that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing,
and that they should never make a mistake in assuming or pretending that the human being is emanated from a deity.
Millions of Ethiopians still believe that he is the reincarnation of Jesus Christ. Others at least proclaim him the defender of their faith and the symbol of their power. They always sing to him songs of praise.
To Wahado, the true teaching.
Ethiopian Church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of all trespasses, that we'll forgive all those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Sila. Excellent is thy name, O Jah, in all the earth.
Adore my night with God.
አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ መንግስት ትምጣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ለዛሬ በደላችንን ይቅር በለን እኛም የበደሉን ሁሉ ይቅር እንደምንል ወደ ፈተናም አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ክብ ምስጋና ለዘላለሙ አሜን እመቤቴ ማርያም ሆይ በመላኩ በቅዱስ ገብርኤል ሰላምታ ሰላም እንልሻለሁ በሐሳብሽ ድንግል ነሽ በስጋሽም ድንግል ነሽ ያሸናፊ እግዚአብሔር እናት ሆይ ላንቺ ሰላምታ ይገባል ከሴቶች ሁሉ ተለይተሽ አንቺ የተባረክሽ ነሽ የማኅፀንሽ ፍሬ ጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ የተባረከ ነው ጸጋ የተመላሽ ሆይ ደስ ይበልሽ እግዚአብሔር ካንቺ ጋር ነውና ከተወደደው ልጅሽ ከጌታችን ከመድኃኒታችን ከኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ዘንድ ይቅርታ ለምኝልን ኃጢአታችንን ያስተሰርይልን ዘንድ ለዘለዓለሙ አሜን እግዚኦ ማርና ክርስቶስ በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ አሃዱ አምላክ አሜን
33. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment, the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven, he beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike, he considereth all their works.
There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. And horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee, 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 as we hope in thee.
מזמור למד גימל, רננו צדיקים באדוני, לישרים נבע תהילה. הודו לאדוני בכינור, בנבל עשור זמרו לו. שירו לו שיר חדש, היטיבו נגן בתרועה. כי ישר דבר אדוני, וכל מעשהו באמונה. אוהב צדקה ומשפט, חסד אדוני מלאה הארץ. בדבר אדוני שמיים נעשו, וברוח פיו כל צבעם. כונס כנד מהים, נותן באוצרות תהומות. יראו מאדוני כל הארץ, ממנו יגורו כל יושבי תבל. כי הוא אמר ויהי, הוא ציווה ויעמוד. אדוני הפיר עצת גויים, הני מחשבות עמים. עצת אדוני לעולם תעמוד, מחשבות ליבו לדור ודור. אשרי הגוי אשר אדוני אלוהיו, העם בחר לנחלה לו. משמיים הביט אדוני, ראה את כל בני האדם. ממכון שבטו השגיח אל כל יושבי הארץ. היוצר יחד ליבם, המבין אל כל מעשיהם. אין המלך נושע ברוב חיל, גיבור לא ינצל ברוב כוח. שקר הסוס לתשועה, וברוב חילו לא ימלט. הנה עין אדוני אל יראב, למייחלים לחסדו. להציל ממוות נפשם, ולחיותם ברעב. נפשנו חיכתה לאדוני, עזרנו ומגיננו הוא. כי בו ישמח ליבנו, כי בשם קודשו בטחנו. יהי חסדך אדוני עלינו, כאשר יחלנו לך.
I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
And hear, 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 Midrash, on today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Psalm 33, a midrash on today's daily psalm. Psalm 33. Sing in the Lord, O ye righteous. The praise of the upright is beautiful. Sing in the Lord, sing in Jehovah, O ye, O your righteous. The praise, the eyes of the upright is beautiful, is eightiful. Anu tzadikim b'Yahuwah la'isharim anayva tehillah. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Shir HaSharim, in Song of Songs of Shlomo, Song of Songs of Solomon, Song of Songs 4:11, where it reads, Thy lips, O my bride, drop honey,
drop honey,
drop honey, nofeta tiatofna shifatotayich kala devash. Thy lips, O my bride, drop honey, nofeta tiatofna shifatotayich kala. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One. Blessed be He, says to Israel, says to Yisrael, I love to hear thy voice. Withhold not thy voice from either song of grief or song of joy. Wherefore? Lamazah. Because, according to the words of Shir HaSharim, Song of Songs 2:14, O my dove, thy voice is sweet. Yonati, kia kolech arev. O my dove, Yonati, for thy voice is sweet. Thy voice is sweet, for sweet is thy voice. Kia kolech arev. When Ha'el, the true God, is told, Behold, Yaakov, Jacob is singing in grief. Ha'el, the true good, the true God, says, Because of whom? Is it not because of me? Whether Jacob sings in grief or sings in joy, it is gladness for me. It is gladness for I. As is said even in Yirmeyahu, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 31:7. Thus saith the Lord, When Jacob sings out, it is gladness. Here in the Sefer Yirmeyahu, we find this in Jeremiah 31:6. For thus saith the Lord, Sing with gladness for Jacob. Ki koh hamar Yahuwah ranu li Yaakov simcha. Ranu li Yaakov simcha. Sing with gladness for Jacob. When Yaakov sings out, Ranu li Yaakov simcha, it is gladness, it is simcha, 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 gladness, joy. Thus, therefore, Scripture says, Thy lips, O my bride, drop honey. Or here in the KJV, Song of Songs 4:11, Thy lips, O spouse, drop as the honeycomb. Nofet titofna sifa to tayich kala. This means the song of thy lips and thy tongue In the same verse, Ha'el, the true God, Elohim, says, honey and milk are under thy tongue. Deva shavir chalav tachata li shonaik shonech. Under thy tongue, tachat li shonech. Honey and milk under thy tongue. Devash wi chaleb tachata li shonek. And the roof of thy mouth, Ha'el, the true God says, the roof of thy mouth is like the best wine. Hehehir Shir Hasharim, Song of Songs, 7 and 10. The roof of thy mouth is like the best wine. Vichikech k'yayin hatov, and the roof of thy mouth like the best wine. Vichikech k'yayin hatov, and thy throat, it is written even in Psalm 149, verse 6, where it reads, let make the high praises of God be in their throat. Romot el biyagironam, may the high praises, the high eyes of El, true good, true God, be in their mouth, be in their throats. Romot el biyagironam. All men sing, the righteous sing, as is said, sing in Jehovah, O ye, O y'all righteous. Anu tzadikim by Yahuwah. The wicked, the ratchet sing, as is said even in Eob and Job, Job 20 and 5. The song of the wicked, of the ratchet, is short. Ki rinata rishaim mikarov. That the triumphing of the wicked, the song of the wicked, of the ratchet, the rishaim, is short. Ki rinata rishaim mikarob. So we find that Pharaoh sang when Moshe, Aharon, Moses and Aaron first came to him. He said in the words of Shemot, the words of Exodus 5 and 2, who is the Lord? Vayomer paro miyoa. And Pharaoh said, who is Jehovah? Vayomer paro miyoa. Me, Yehovah, who is Jehovah? But after he received his due, he began to sing, even in the words of Shemot, the words of Exodus 9:27, the Lord is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Yahuwah hatzadik v'ani v'ami ha'rishayim. Jehovah is righteous, and I and my people are ratchet, are wicked. Yahuwah hatzadik v'ani v'ami ha'rishayim. For ha'rishayim, for the wicked, the ratchet, ha'rasha, do not sing to him until he brings plagues upon them. Not so, hatzadik, hatzadikim, not so the righteous. Note that it is not written here, even here, in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Gimel, Psalm 33, Mizmor Lamed Gamel. It is not written here, sing to the Lord, O ye righteous, but sing in the Lord, O ye, O y'all righteous. Anu tzadikim by Yahuwah. Here in today's daily psalm, it's not written la Yahuwah, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, but by Yahuwah, in Jehovah. Anu tzadikim by Yahuwah is written here. Sing anu in Jehovah by Yahuwah, O ye, O your righteous. Tzadikim. That is, no matter when Hatzadikim, the righteous, see Ha'el, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, they sing, Ranu Tzadikim, by Yahuwah, sing in Jehovah, O ye, O y'all Tzadikim, O y'all righteous. And here, Midrash note on today's daily psalm. That is, The righteous sing to Jehovah not only when they have a request to make of him in their own behalf, but also at every manifestation, of Kavodo, of Kavru, of his glory, they sing. Thus, it is said, even in Shemot, even in Exodus 14:31, Israel saw the great walk, the great work that the Lord did. Vayae Israel et hayad hagdola asher asa Yahuwah, and Israel saw the great walk, the great work that Jehovah did. Vayae Israel et hayad hagdola asher asa Yahuwah, whereat they began to sing. As is said even in Shemot in Exodus 15:1, where it reads, then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song. Az Yashir Moshe Uvene Israel Eta Hashira Hazot. Then sang Moshe and the Vene Israel, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, this song. Az Yashir Moshe Uvene Israel Eta Hashira Hazot La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Thus, also scripture says, even in Vayikra, in Leviticus 9:23-24, and Moses and Aaron went into the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people, and there came forth fire from before the Lord. And when all the people saw it, they sang out. Vayavo Moshe ve'aharon ella ohela moeda. Vayayetzaua vayavarkua eta ha'am. Vayayera k'vodi yaua illa kola ha'am. And Moses and Aaron went into the tent of meeting. Vayabo Moshe v'Aharon el ohel ha'moed. And came out. Vayayetzaua. And blessed. And bless the people, Vayabarku et ha'am. And the glory of Jehovah appeared to all the people. Vayayera kovodi Yahweh il kol ha'am. And when all the people saw it, they sang out. And there came forth a fire from before Jehovah, and there came forth a fire from before the Lord. Vatetzeya Esha milifnei Yehovah, and there came forth fire from before Jehovah. Vatetzeya Esh milifnei Yehovah. Vayare kol ha'am vayaronu. Vayaronu. And when all the people saw it, they shouted, they sang out. Vayare kol ha'am. Vayaronu. Vayaronu. Thus also observe that in the time the Iowa of Shlomo, of Solomon, it is written, even in 2 Chronicles 7:3, and when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of Jehovah up on the house, they worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, V'kol b'nei Yisrael ro'im b'eretet ha'esha u'kavodi Yahweh al ha'bayit. Vayikareu ha'payim arza al ha'ritza. Vayayisha tachuwa v'holot la Yahweh ki tov ki le'olam chasdo. And when all the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, saw how the fire came down and the glory of Jehovah upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshipped and praised Jehovah, saying, for good, for his mercy
forever, his mercy forever. We call Bnei Yisrael Roim B'redeta Ha'esha Ukabod B'yao Al Ha'bayita Wayikare O Apayim Arza Al Ha'ritzfa Wayishatachu W'chodota Layao Ki Tov Ki Le'olam Hasdo. Hence, hear, it is said, sing in Jehovah, O ye, O your righteous, Anu Tzadkim Bayawa. All sing before him. Heaven and the earth, the sun and the moon, the stars and the angels and the angels, as is said, even in the words of Psalm 148, verses 1, 2, and 3. Praise ye all the Lord from the heavens. Praise ye, praise him in the heights. Praise ye, praise y'all him, all his angels, all his angels. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye, all your stars of light. And here, Mizmor Kof Mem Chet, Kof Mem Chet, Psalm 148. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Ti Yehovah, Min HaShemayim. Hallelujah, Bamaromim. Hallelujah, Kola Malakayo. Hallelujah, Kola Zobayo. 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 Hallelujah, Shemesh Ve'yareyach. Hallelujah, Kola Kokre Or. Hallelujah, praise ye, Jah, hallelujah, praise all he who be, hallelujah, hallelujah, Etiyoah, Nina Hashemayim, praise all Jehovah from the heavens, hallelujah, Ba-Mir-Romim, praise all him in the heights. Hallelujah, call a Malakayo, praise all him, all ye his angels. Hallelujah, call a Zevayo, praise all him, all his host. Hallelujah, praise all him, Shemesha, V'yareyach, sun and moon. Hallelujah, praise all him, call a Kokre Or. All ye, all your stars of light. And even though all sing before him, it is the song of Hatzadikim, the song of the righteous and the upright, that is most beautiful, most eitiful to him. As is said even here, in Mizmor Lamed Gimel, Lamed Gamel, sing in Jehovah, O ye, O your righteous. The praise, the eyes of the upright is beautiful. The praise of the upright is eitiful. Anu tzadikim b'Yahuwah, laisharim anawa tehillah. Rejoice. Sing, rejoice, Ranu, in Jehovah, O ye righteous, Ranu, Tzadikim, B'Yahuwah, Lai Sharim, Nawa, Tehillah, praise, Isis, is comely, is beautiful for the upright, Lai Sharim, Nawa, Tehillah, the praise of the upright is beautiful. Nawa, 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 Laisharim, Nawa, Tehillah. Praise Jehovah with heart. Sing to him a new song. Hodu la Yahuwah b'kinor. Shiru lau shir chadash. Sing to him a new song, y'all. Shiru lau Shir Chadash. Hear the eight parts of verses 2 and 3 of today's daily psalm. Sing to him a new song, to him who did a new thing. Sing to him a new song. Shiru Lau, Shir Hadash, to him who did a new thing, for he left the heavens and made his presence, his face, his perception, his presence to dwell on the earth, on the earthly plane, saying, even in the words of Shemot of Exodus, Exodus 25 and 8, where it reads, let them, make them, make me, make I a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them. Make them, make I a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them. V'asu liya mikadasha, v'shakanti b'tokam, and make them make I a sanctuary. V'asu liya mikadash, that I may dwell among them, and I will dwell. V'shakanti b'tokam, and I will dwell. V'shakanti amongst them, in their midst, b'tokam, v'asu liya mikdash, v'shakanti b'tokam, tokam, 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 tokam.
What is true?
David, my servant, shall be king over them. They all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. Evermore. Evermore.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, Jah created the heaven and the earth, then created man of his own likeness. Gave unto man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Rastafari, to look upon your feet. the streets of glory, shining around your throne. So now the Lord, the Gentiles, them to come, run, come, look upon your pretty, pretty face. We are going home, going home, to seek in Rastafari.
Pull up that one, your justice. Hey, pull up this Rastafari, no man. It's hot.
Don't think we're all in.
life. So then you get stronger, give thanks and praise. So then you live longer, give thanks and praise. God's love is the answer. One love, man, a soul from the altar. Praise Rastafari, that is why we won't fight.
Psalm 33. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment, the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven, he beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike, he considereth all their works. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. An horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee, 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 as we hope in thee.
מנו יגורו כל יושבי תבל כי הוא אמר ויהי סביבה ויעמוד אדוני יפיר עצת גויים אין מחשבות עמים עצת אדוני לעולם תעמוד מחשבות יבול לדור בדור אשרי הגוי אשר אדוני לא עם עם בחר נחל עלו משמיים הביט אדוני ראה את כל בני האדם ממכון שלטו השגיע את כל יושבי הארץ היוצר יחד דיבם המבין אל כל מעשיהם אין המלך לא שם ברוך חיל גיבור לא ינצל ברוך כוח שקר הסוס יתשועה ובאוכלו לא ימלט הנה אין אדוני אל יריעיו שם יחלים לחזו להציל ממוות נפשם וחיותם ברעב נפשנו חיכת על אדוני עזרנו מגיננו הוא כי בו ישמח ליבנו כי בשם קודשו בטחנו יחזך אדוני עלינו כאשר יחלנו לה
Evil boy, everything takes time. Evil boy, evil boy, evil boy, evil
boy, everything takes time. Evil boy.
Rewind and come back, selector.
That's right.
One love, man, a soul from the altar. Praise Rastafari, that is why we won't fight.
מזמור למד גימל רננו צדיקים באדוני לישרים נבא תהילה הודו לאדוני בכינור בנבל עשור זמרו לו שירו לו שיר חדש היטיבו נגן בתרועה כי ישר דבר אדוני וכל מעשהו באמונה אוהב צדקה ומשפט, חסד אדוני מלאה הארץ. בדבר אדוני שמיים נעשו, וברוח פיו כל צבעם. כונס כנד מהים, נותן באוצרות תהומות. יראו מאדוני כל הארץ, ממנו יגורו כל יושבי תבל. כי הוא אמר ויהי, הוא ציווה ויעמוד. אדוני הפיר עצת גויים, הני מחשבות עמים. עצת אדוני לעולם תעמוד, מחשבות ליבו לדור ודור. אשרי הגוי אשר אדוני אלוהיו, העם בחר לנחלה לו. משמיים הביט אדוני, ראה את כל בני האדם. ממכון שבטו השביח אל כל יושבי הארץ. היוצר יחד ליבם, המבין אל כל מעשיהם. אין המלך נושע ברוב חיל, גיבור לא ינצל ברוב כוח. שקר הסוס לתשועה, וברוב חילו לא ימלט. הנה עין אדוני אל יראיו, למייחלים לחסדו. להציל ממוות נפשם, ולחיותם ברעב. נפשנו חיכתה לאדוני, עזרנו ומגיננו הוא, כי בו ישמח לבנו, כי בשם קודשו בטחנו. יהי חסדך אדוני עלינו, כאשר יחלנו לך. אנוכי אדוני אלוהיך, לא יהיה לך אלוהים אחרים על פניי. לא תישא את שם אדוני אלוהיך לשווא. זכור את יום השבת לקדשו. כבד את אביך ואת אמך. לא תרצח, לא תנאף, לא תגנוב, לא תענה ורעך עד שקר, לא תחמוד בית רעך.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear the 10 words called the 10 commandments. Hear the 10 words of the commandment. Hear from Shemot Yitro Kaf, from Exodus chapter 20. Vayidaber Elohim et kol hadibarim haele leimor. And Elohim spoke, Vayidaber Elohim, all these words, et kol hadibarim haele, saying, Leimor, first word of the 10 words of the Esareta Debarim, first word or first command, quote unquote, the first word of the mitzvah of the commandment. Anoki Yahweh Eloheka Asher Hotzeitika Me Eretza Mitzraima Mibeta Ebadim. I be He who be who he be, thy Elohim, Anoki, Yahweh Eloheka, I be he who be who he be thy Elohim. Asher hotzeitika me eretza mitzrayi, who brought thee out of the land of Mitzrayim. Mi beita ibadi, out of the house of bondage. So the first of the 10 words, Anoki Yahweh Eloheka, I be he who be who he be, the I, male, the I Elohim, Anoki Yahweh Eloheka. The second word, verse 3, Exodus chapter 3, Lo yihyeh leka Elohim acharim al panai. Thou, the I, shalt not have, lo yihyeh leka, for the I, Elohim acharim, Elohim of others, others Elohim after gods, other people gods, Elohim acharim al panai. Thou shalt have no other Elohim before I. The second of the 10 words, lo yihyeh leka. Lo yihyeh. The third word, verse 7 of Exodus chapter 20. Lo tisa, thou shalt not take, thou shalt not lift up. Lo tisa et shemi Yahweh Eloheka lashawah. Ki aloa yinakeh Yahweh et asher yisa et shemo lashawah. The third word, lo tisa, lo tisa, thou shalt not take, thou shalt not lift up the name of Yahweh, of Jehovah, of he who be, who he be, thy Elohim in vain. Lo tisa et shemi Yahweh Eloheka lashawah. For Yahweh, Jehovah, he will be, you be, will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Ki lo yinakeh Yahweh et asher yisa et shemo lashawah. So the first three words, Anoki Hashem, Anoki Yahweh Eloheka, I be, he will be, we be, thy Elohim. Second word, lo yihyeh leka, thou shalt not have for the I. Lo yihyeh leka. Third word, lo tisa, thou shalt not take, thou shalt not lift up. The fourth word, the fourth of the 10 words, zakor et yom hashabbat lekadesho. Remember, zakor et. Remember, zakor et yom hashabbat likadisho. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it set apart, to keep it holy. Zakor et yom hashabbat likadisho. The fifth word, kavid et avika ve et imeka. Le ma'ana ya erekuna ya meka al hadama asher Yahweh Eloheka noten lak. Ana kavid, ana kavid et. The fifth word kavid et. Ana, ana avika, thy father, we eta imeka, and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah thy Elohim, giveth thee. First five words, Anoki Yahweh Eloheka, Anoki Hashem, Lo Yihyeh Leka, Lo Tisa, Zakor Et, Kaved Et. The sixth word, lo tirzach, lo tirzach, thou shalt not murder. The seventh word, lo tinaf, thou shalt not commit adultery. The eighth word, lo tignob, thou shalt not steal. The ninth word, lo ta'inne, bi'ra'ika, eda shaker, thou shalt not answer against your neighbor, witness lying, a lying witness, thou shalt not be a false witness against thy neighbor. Lo ta'inne, thou shalt not answer. The tenth word, lo tachmod, thou shalt not covet. Lo tachmod beita ra'ika, thou shalt not covet the bait, the house of ra'ika, of thy neighbor. Lo tachmod esheta ra'ika, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's eshet, oset, thy neighbor's wife. Lo tachmod esheta ra'ika, we abdoa, wa ematoa, we shoro, wa chemoro, we call ashera li ra'ika. Nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. So hear, the ten words called the Ten Commandments, the Esaret HaDibarim, Anoki Hashem, Lo Yehyeh, Lo tisa zakor et kabed et lo tirzach lo tinaf lo tignob lo ta'inne lo tachmod.
אנוכי אדוני אלוהיך, לא יהיה לך אלוהים אחרים על פניי. לא תישא את שם אדוני אלוהיך לשווא. זכור את יום השבת לקדשו. כבד את אביך ואת אמך. לא תרצח, לא תנאף, לא תגנוב, לא תענה ורעך עד שקר. לא תחמוד בית רעך.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Thou shalt love no other God except the Lord thy God. Understand that, right? You know that.
I'm gonna put it on from dusk until dawn. I'm gonna Shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. So right now, black man, I'm going to put you to the test. Whether you're from the east or from the west. Here comes the musical sound, you got to dance, you to the sound of all the Exe dance. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, and Exe dance, and Lindy, Tikus, and Deuteronomy, and Joshua, Judges, and Ruth. Right now I step forward to tell you the truth. Come forward, you. Say, head see down, young. Head see down, young, young, young. Head see down, young, 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 young. Head see down. Movement, jump, jump, people. Head see down. I feel the movement, jump, jump, people. Have you with the back, yeah. Someone pick up top, yeah. And someone stab you with the back. And someone pick up top.
You
Imperial Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.